how we're all deceived in the occult world. And even I ran into this, and I'm going to give out some advice tonight. And that advice is designed to help you maneuver around the platforms, maneuver around the potholes, and don't end up in the ditch. Because as strong as I am, and as strong as my wisdom base is, I still got drug into the ditch. Now, when one is working in the occult circles, and I'm going to back up a little bit. If you're working in a spiritual circle, even if you run into somebody that you love, you need to really analyze that situation. Even if it's felt in your heart, you also have to feel something else in your heart. You have to feel the deity shining into your heart, your deity, your path, your pantheon, your way, not someone else's way. And don't bend because that person is maybe in love with you, is the most badass you've had sex with. Try to meet yourself in middle ground. Try to teach them, and I'm speaking now for those of you who are arsonists or are interested in arsonism, kind of meet them in the middle ground. Help them define their deities and track these deities back to, of course, our past Sumer, and then kind of figure out whether or not this person, male or female, is within the same realm that you are, not completely outside the box. They don't have to walk like you and talk like you. They don't have to be you. Each person's path is individual. However, you should find somebody who you can get on the same level with. That way it doesn't blow up. And look at what occurred with me. I mean, I had somebody who, to my face, told me how much faith she had. Oh, yeah, it's Mary the oldest, and et cetera, et cetera, which is true, of course. But then behind my back was telling other people, and this is where I try to warn you, was telling other people, oh, well, you know, I'm really a Celtic witch or whatever. Fuck your Celtic witch shit, okay, number one. The Sumerian priestess could walk over any Celtic priestess, could walk over most all that exists today. And why is that? It's not my ego. It's not that. Developing the systems that they used far exceeded the systems used today. Most of you witches, warlocks, whatever the fuck you want to call yourselves, are really Christian. A lot of what you've been taught is based on Christianity. Some of it's based on Judaism, for those of you who work in the Kabbalism circles, but most of y'all are Christians. The thing you hate, you are, because you do not go back before Christianity. You do not go back before Judaism. You do not go back before Islam. For if you did, you would be on a pathway of ultimate power. The god of magic, the goddess that's by his side, of Mother Earth that's by his side, they don't want you because you're in the god of Abraham's side. And you're going to argue with me it's not about sides and all this other stuff, but you and who you're with need, even if one follows another deity, you still need to be on the same path. For if you're not, it's like having a road map and you're driving all over the place. And relationships could be just like that too. You could be driving all over the place. Now you don't have to walk and talk alike. You just have to share some common ground. And hope that person doesn't create drama behind your back. That's the biggest key. I am not here to tell you who to worship. I'm not here to tell you who to follow. You should open up your heart, try to learn a little bit about the deities in that realm, especially if those of you who are calling yourself Satanists, if you don't know who Ningishida is, you better start reading. You better start figuring this out. You better give me a call so I can point you in the right direction. So that way you can get yourself on the right path. Because if you're kind of worshiping the Jewish Satan, you're okay. If you're worshiping the Christian Lucifer, you're not okay. If you're following the ideas from Islam, you're not okay. So in order to find this origin, it takes some research. It's not something that you uncover. You don't go ask a Christian minister. You don't run up to the synagogue and ask for someone's help in the synagogue. You need to do it yourself. Because Satan is more a god of wisdom. He wants you to gain wisdom. He wants you to gain knowledge, etc. Don't take my word for it. Go out and research. However, try to research from an academical sense, because that way you avoid the occult horseshit. You know, people often say to me, you don't do rituals. I fucking don't need to do rituals because I am a ceremonial magician. My practices are communing. I communicate with the deity. You can say that's crazy. Fuck you. Okay? A lot of my life success has been because of the deity. I have listened and I have failed to listen. And with one of my relationships, I failed to listen. I am not infallible. I make mistakes just like you do, just like your neighbor does. Everything. But I understand those mistakes and move forward from them. And because of this, I move forward and I run into new situations. Trust me, my new situation could walk over Cindy in a minute, magically. So those are past things, and now I'm on to the future things. But my piece of advice is, watch out for those people that could take days, years, months, weeks, eternity away from you. A lot of us, like myself and other people I've met here recently, are old souls. We are people that have been around, and even though I don't really accept the idea of reincarnation, we have been on a long path. This long path is not trying to march to some heaven with pearly gates, virgins, or whatever other horseshit's promised up there, from a Rolls Royce to whatever, eternal whatever, happiness. Nor are we trying to walk our way down to some fiery hell that was created by Christianity. I personally take nothing for face value from Roman Catholicism. And a lot of you do. A lot of you people out there that are in witchcraft today, you're riding down the path of Roman Catholicism, calling yourself a witch or a warlock or whatever you want to call yourself of today's 100,000 different titles, okay? You need to get on your path, get the person you're with close to that path, and go down it. Don't drive around all the time. You know, go cruising if you got a car or whatever. That's fine. I'm not saying that. But don't go cruising in your path. Your faith may be slightly different than my faith, but I have a lot of people who approach me and say, how do I make my life better? Christ. And I love saying that because that's a great curse word against Christianity. How do I make my life better? You know what? I put it in the hands of the deity. I put it in the hands of the deity and I move forward. And I inch forward. Sometimes I walk forward. Sometimes I inch forward. Sometimes I crawl forward. And sometimes I run forward. And other times I take a fucking jet. But I move the ball down the field, just like you do. And the more help you have in moving the ball down the field, the more you'll flourish. That is the big key behind this. The person you are looking to add onto your team, whether it be another male, a female, a lover, a girlfriend, a wife, whatever, that person should, if anything, if they can't participate because their pathway prevents them from participating, you should at least have yourself a cheerleader. And you should do the same thing. Quit being selfish and expect the lady or the man in your life to always be your cheerleader. But if they're not on the same path as you, at least don't spend the rest of your life, a week, a day, a month, arguing. Because that ruins both of your spiritual connections. And I'm not saying that everybody needs to have the same things. We all don't need to, you know, look at the same things. What I'm saying is, if you try to ride down these paths, except that you're running all over the place, you're never going to get to your destination. And such destination is the ultimate happiness. It's not the pearly gate or the fiery hell that makes you happy. It's arrival at your destination. Your complete development of your spiritual path is going to give you happiness, health, wealth, whatever. Not driving all over the place all the time, because it's almost like a car. You're wasting gas, but what you're doing is you're wasting time. Time moves quickly. We all like to say that it don't. We all like to say, hey, I'm not old, whatever. That's good. That's positive. That's positive things. But we're all not getting any younger now, are we? We're moving forward. We don't move backwards. So with that moving forward, we need to pick the right people. We need to pick the right people. We need to pick the right places. We need to pick the right time, etc. And you could say, yeah, it's just old man. I'm just 100 feet tall and you know, bulletproof or whatever. Nobody is bulletproof. Health can strike you down at any time. Man has too many things, and woman, they're both involved in stuff, but has too many things going on that can hurt you, harm you, destroy you, kill you, slow you down. That is beyond control, because the deity isn't going to rescue you. Your deity, whichever your deity of choice is, he or she is not going to rescue you. You can pray as long as you want, as high as the biggest mountain. They're not going to rescue you. They're going to give you a way to rescue yourself. Remember, the deities gave you free will. So when you're caught in a relationship, like I was caught into, caught by the word love, you can easily forget about certain things. You can lose that spiritual connection, and the deity don't care. He or she does not care if you're disconnected. It is up to you to go to them. They are the power head. You are what? I am, in my faith, because I'm like a warrior. I'm not a priest. However, I can speak the word. However, in the pathway of Arcerism, the female is to speak the more stronger word publicly. Well, the ex couldn't do that. And I apologize to you all, because guess what? That was my stupid choice. Meanwhile, having her run around and talk bad behind my back, talking me, you know, well, I'm not really involved in what Tom's involved in. He's a Satanist, not me. Then you're a lying bitch. And you know what? Bad on me for not finding that out, not listening, missing that completely, but bad on you for fucking lying on the pathway to my deity, because that will one day cost you. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, next week, next year, 10 years from now, but something will misalign and malign your life. And that probably will be, in the case of my ex, she'll probably die from her painkiller problem or her leg. So one of the two, remember, she's got metal in her leg and it's rotting away. And I understand, you know, so go ahead. But the thing is things like that will affect you. Can you change that? You probably could. You could probably find your faith again and ask for healing and forgiveness. But most people don't have the ego. So when you set into being in a relationship with somebody, make sure that there's a strong communication, especially a strong communication if you are not completely on the same path. At least try to move close to the same path. So that way, it's not a big fucking clusterfuck when you go at it. Okay? So what I'm trying to say is you don't have to be alike, but you should be close. And you should be able to concede to go down close to the same path. You know, don't try to be opposites, like one of you be Christian and the other be Jew, or one of you be whatever over here, Muslim. And then, you know, I mean, we all got this idea, and it's a false idea that everyone could get along and all these world religions need to get along and shut. No. My world religion can't get along with the slave god of Abraham. Never, never, never. And a lot of you witches out there, warlocks, magicians, etc., better get your ass back in the books and learn that you may be practicing something Christian. You may be trying to be a Jew. You may be trying to be a Muslim. No, why don't you try and be real? The same thing holds true. You, again, going back to this, you do not have to have the person you're with matching you completely. You just have to have that cheerleader moment on either side. You have to be able to do that for her as she has to do that for you. Thank you.